Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. What a great show I have lined up for you guys today. I have some awesome giveaways courtesy of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, so do stay tuned, and some amazing places to eat and cool things that are going on in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. If you are a child at heart like I am, the festive season is not complete without a visit to the wonderland of spellbinding lights. The Garden of Lights is coming back to Emperor's Palace. It is opening this Friday, the 2nd of December, and it is running until the 8th of January, and it is a dazzling light show. It is perfect night out for families. Younger visitors will really, really enjoy this spectacular. There's funfair rides. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do, and it is literally a magical wonderland taking place at Emperor's Palace. The gates are open daily from 7 in the evening until 10, obviously weather permitting, and the cost to enter is 25 rand per person, with a portion of the proceeds which are being donated to cancer and the Piermont Children's and Education Trusts. If you're not sure about the weather and you're not sure if it's going to be open, do make sure to give them a call on 011-928-1000 to check if the garden will be open. But you can visit the Emperor's Palace website and check out all about the Garden of Lights taking place at Emperor's Palace this festive season. Yay, it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. Coming your way as well for a very short season from the 15th to the 23rd of December. And if you are around in Joburg over the festive season, you do not want to miss the Big Bad Musical, which is going to be on stage at the Roodepoort Theatre, as I said, from the 15th to the 23rd of December. And this is a smart, wickedly funny and very interactive musical for youngsters as well as the young at heart. That's me as well. And the story is, it follows a court case with a very lively courtroom. The notorious Big Bad Wolf is being slapped with a class action lawsuit by some really quirky storybook characters who want to get even with him, including Little Red Riding Hood, her grandmother, the three little pigs, and the shepherd in charge of the boy who cried wolf. There's a guest appearance by the fairy godmother. There's a wicked witch, and it is a non-stop fun 60-minute musical delight, including some fantastic songs and some hilarious audience participation for the kids, making it an end-of-year experience not to be missed. Cast includes Isabella Jane, Philip Hanley, Ziyanda Yako, Mandla Gaduka. It's going to be loads and loads of fun, and it is a must-see. That is on at the Roodepoort Theatre, which is obviously in Florida Park in Roodepoort, from the 15th through the 23rd. There are two shows daily. Ticket prices range from 100 to 150 rand, and you can make your bookings by visiting roodepoorttheatre.com, or you can also give their box office a call on 011-472-1374. Show is 60 minutes in duration and no under fours are permitted, but it is going to be absolutely loads of fun. Do head across to my website, heatherhook.com, for all your info. That's going to be tons of fun. Now, coming up is a great giveaway that I have joined up with Häagen-Dazs on, and I'm very excited to be giving away two sets of very exclusive VIP tickets valued at 1,000 rand per set to go and see Karin Zoid live at De Aria Wine Estate this Sunday, the 4th of December. The tickets include all the Häagen-Dazs ice cream you can eat, VIP seating, private bar, VIP parking, as well as backstage passes to meet Karin Zoid herself in person. Häagen-Dazs had a really, really successful activation this past weekend at Park Acoustics that I was at in Pretoria, and this is going to be nothing short of spectacular. De Aria is absolutely beautiful, located in the Vineyards in Cape Town, with Lockie Rothman, who's going to be the opening act for the concert, and there'll be loads of De Aria wine on sale. There's going to be loads of fun Häagen-Dazs stuff on the go, spin and wins, discounts and giveaways. It's going to be tons of fun. Tickets range from 100 to 150 in price, and you can get them on web tickets. But I am going to let Monica van der Westhuizen, who is the brand and marketing manager for Häagen-Dazs in South Africa, tell you a little bit more about what Häagen-Dazs has planned for you this weekend.
As you mentioned, we recently just had a very successful campaign where we launched our stick bars at the Park Acoustics event that was held this past weekend at the Foot Tracker Monument. And we had a phenomenal engagement with over 4,000 consumers, not only enjoying bands like Mango Groove and Von der Boom and Desmond and the Tutus, but obviously enjoying loads of Häagen-Dazs ice cream in the summer sun. So we've actually extended this activation to now be this coming weekend, the 4th of December, in Cape Town, Durbanville, at the De Aria Wine Estate with Zoid in the Vineyards. So consumers are welcome to come and visit us on the 4th at our pop-up kiosk, where we'll not only be selling loads of stick bars, which is our latest creation we've just introduced into the South African market, but also to spin our wheel and win some instant prizes or ice cream. So that's us the 4th of December at the De Aria Wine Estate. And then we also following this up with our KZN Durban activation starting from the 16th of December at the Shoshanguini Market, where we'll be doing the exact same activation and obviously bringing it down to our coastal consumers. So what else is Häagen-Dazs doing at the market at the moment in the market? We have recently just launched our new menu in our Häagen-Dazs shop, where we have created some phenomenal, indulgent, decadent creations that we'd like to invite the public to come and indulge with us over the festive season. There's also some great prizes that will be happening in store, so please follow us on our social media handles at hashtag HDRaiseTheBar_SA for Twitter, and then at Häagen-Dazs SA on Facebook, where you can get some more details as to where to locate our stores and what will be up grabs over December. And then other than that, we would like to wish everybody a happy Christmas, although it's not there yet, but enjoy your special moments with your family and make sure that there's definitely a Häagen-Dazs moment in there.
Thank you so much, Monica. That sounds absolutely amazing. I really wish I lived in Cape Town. So if you are in Cape Town or you live in Cape Town, you're going to be in Cape Town this weekend, Sunday the 4th of December, make sure you get involved on social media. You need to follow me, Heather L. Hook, on Twitter and Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And you need to get engaged and like and comment on my posts regarding Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And you need to use the hashtag HDRaiseTheBar_SA. That's what's going to get you into the winning pool that I'm going to draw from, and we're going to do that draw on Thursday afternoon, so you only have 2 days. Go wild, people. That is going to be fantastic. De Aria Wine Estate, Karen Zoid, Vineyards, wine, ice cream, what's not to love, right? Coming back to Joburg, should I say, I have discovered the most fantastic place to eat. It is called the Smokehouse and Grill, and it is based in Four Ways, or should I say Pine Slope Shopping Center, and it is my new local hangout. It's just down the road from me, although it's kind of sort of tucked away around the corner in the shopping center. You sort of have to look for it for a bit, but absolutely fantastic. If you are in the mood for some ribs, some fillet, some chicken, burgers, and a really, really great night out, you want to make sure that you head down to the Smokehouse and Grill. I joined a group of fellow foodies there the other evening. I was a little bit late, but I did make it in time for the starters. We had some stuffed jalapenos, which were really hot, and some amazing chicken wings, as well as some nachos. And the main courses were really varied at the table. I ordered a blue cheese and avo burger, which was absolutely amazing. And the cuts of fillet, the ribs, calamari, and even the baby chicken, which didn't look like a baby chicken, it was so huge, were absolutely fantastic, and everybody's raving about it. The desserts were great. Chocolate brownies, there was a peanut butter ice cream, mulva pudding, all the family favorites. This is the place to be. They have a branch in Braam, which I've heard so much about, and I'm really stoked that they are in Pine Slopes in Four Ways, close enough for me to go and hang out way more often. So do make sure that you check out the Smokehouse and Grill in Pine Slopes. It is amazing. Now, if you are heading down to Durban, or you're based in Durban, or you're going to be in Durban over the festive season, do yourself a favor and go and experience a true indulgence and an explosion of unique Indian flavors, complete sensory overload, at Jira's Afternoon Tea Experience at Durban's Suncoast Towers. It's a relaxed environment. You can take in the fresh aromas and enjoy a selection of their favorite delectable sweets and savory treats done the Jura way. It is unique to Durban. It's basically a high tea in Indian style. It is served every day of the week and it is only 210 Rand per person. You don't have to wait for a special occasion. You can actually go and just have some absolutely amazing food and have an absolutely fantastic time with executive chef Sandrine Govender at the Durban Suncoast Towers. You do want to make sure you book and you need to be a group of four or more to attend. If you would like to book, please give Seshni Padiachi a call on 031-314-7878. That is Jura's, wow, Jura's afternoon tea experience. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I'm hopefully going to be heading down to Durban soon, so I will definitely, definitely be there. And before we wrap up the show, some absolutely fantastic news. In All products have been announced as PETA approved. For those of you who don't know, PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And they list a whole bunch of cruelty-free companies that do not do any animal testing of their products, which is really, really, really important. So In All has been announced as PETA friendly, and their shampoo and conditioner are now available in sorbet dry bars countrywide. If you want to find out a little bit more about In All products or how to get your hands on them, you can give the head office a call and they'll direct you to your nearest salon. And you can give Karen Buerta a call on 012-686-7067, or you can drop her an email, karen@inor.co.za. That's K-A-R-E-N at inoar.co.za. No animals should be harmed in any products or cosmetics that we use. And that is it from me, Heather, for this week. It has been an absolute blast. Please do connect with me on social media. My Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Facebook, Heather L. Hook as well. You can like my fan page. And if you want to check out my website, it is heatherhook.com. Everything that I've spoken about on the show is on the website, heatherhook.com. And do keep an eye out for the Haagen-Dazs competition, which is going to be running on all my social media platforms as of today. And you can win a set of VIP tickets valued at 1,000 Rand, which is kind of cool. Guys, it's been an absolute blast. I will be back with you a little bit later this week. I hope that your day and the rest of your week is fabulously productive, and I will chat to you super soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.